You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hello, amigo.
Welcome to the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. I'm your host, Captain Cuckoo.
And I'm Monster Maniac Rowan.
And we're here for the special Monster Edition of Cuckoo Bananas. Have you ever asked yourself, how would a monster dance?
Well, sometimes.
Do you ask yourself that sometimes? This first song will tell us all about it. And then after that, we're going to go to a monster party. The first annual monster party.
Here we are at the hottest disco in town, the Graveyard Groove.
And there's the DJ, Disco Don.
Oh, bye, bye, bye. Hey, all you groovy guys, gals, and ghouls, are you ready to get down at disco?
Yeah!
Oh, wait a minute, who are you, freaky fella?
I'm Count Chocula.
I'm Frankenberry.
I'm Pooberry.
Well, you better get ready to move and groove, you monster heads, because it's time for the Graveyard Groove's Disco King Contest.
Disco King Contest?
Oh, yeah, baby. The best dancer gets to dance all night with the Queen of Disco. Ta-da! Donna Disco!
Dancer Donna Disco? I'll be the king of the disco.
Oh, no, I will.
All right, Blueberry, you can help me spin these discs. All right, baby. Now, don't spin them through the air, man. Put them on the record player.
Oh, sorry.
All right, Chalk and Frank, it's time to hustle on to the dance floor now for the Disco King Contest. Frankenberry, you're on, baby.
Me? What do I do?
Just move with the beat.
But what song do you want me to spin, Frankenberry?
Something by my favorite group, the Gravestone Five.
All right, Frank and Boogie. Now get out there, baby, and jump and bump. What are you doing?
I'm jumping and bumping.
Oh, wow, man, that's a new dance. You are great, Frank and Boogie. Now, you show us your stuff, Count Chocula.
Blueberry, play something by the Spook Group.
Okay, Chocula, get down and let it roll.
Why are you lying down on the floor and rolling around?
He said to get down and roll.
Oh, it's fantastic. What a dance. You started a whole new dance craze, baby. It's Monster Mania. Everybody's moving to Monster Mania. Hit it, boys.
There's a new craze sweeping the country. Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Hotter than Bob, just Boogie and Hobbit.
Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Jump up and down, then fall on the floor.
Roll around, get up, and do it some more. It's
Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
Bigger than disco, baby. Everybody's going for
Monster Mania. Monster Mania. Monster Mania.
The winner of the dance contest, it's a tie, Frankenberry and Count Chocula. All right, fellas, meet the gorgeous Donna Disco.
Hi, fellas, let's go disco.
You sit in your room in a world full of gloom, just wondering what you're gonna do. Like he's got a letter for you. Don't get excited, but you've been invited to the first annual semi-formal combination celebration. Meet the monster population party. Needle, now you better get to work on your hair.
brush it and comb it and scrub it and hope it will still look good when you get there. Will they be surprised when they see you've arrived at the first annual semi-formal combination celebration? Meet the monster population party. Know where to begin. When we cross the room, standing next to a broom is the prettiest you've ever seen. You say hello, and the next thing you know, you're really having such a good time. Flying around 10 feet off of the ground on a broom that is sprinkled in sunshine. You won't forget all the night that you met at the first annual semi-formal combination celebration. Meet the monster population party.
Welcome back. We just heard our first two monster songs of the hour. Rowan, what was that song we just heard? What was that called?
First annual semi formal combination
celebration.
Celebration. Meet the monsters.
Population.
Population party.
Yeah. By who?
Groovy Ghouls.
By the Groovy Ghoulies. Yeah. Remember the Groovy Ghoulies? They had their own TV show.
Yeah.
And they're also a band. And they also put out a record.
Yeah.
And then we heard everybody's favorite cereal monsters. Well, actually, you know, we're going to be hearing more cereal monsters later, actually. So maybe they're not your favorites. But that was Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Booberry. In the Monsters Go Disco. Up next we have a song from the show Sigmund and the Sea Monsters. It's a song called Monster Rock by a guy named Johnny Whitaker. He was the kid in that show. And the voice of Sigmund the Sea Monster in this song doesn't match up with the voice that he had on the TV show, so I don't know what happened there. Maybe they made this song first before they made the TV show. And then we're going to hear two different songs called The Mummy. The first one's by Bob McFadden and Dore. I think the beatnik that you're going to hear is Dore. And then another song called The Mummy by Maury Laws. From a great movie called Mad Monster Party. If you kids haven't seen the movie Mad Monster Party yet, you should definitely check it out. It's by the same people who made Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it's a Halloween-themed animation. And the boys are even giving us... The Banana Brats are even giving us some scary auto harp sounds for our monster episode. So let's hear Monster Rock on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour, broadcast here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Sigmund go, alley-oop, say, boo, don't you know he don't know how to scare you? Back at home every day he's such a failure, 'cause he can't scare me and he don't scare you.
I would like to scare you, but I don't know how.
Sigma make funny face like a monster when he say, come and play, no one wants to. And you know, even though he tries to haunt you, still he can't scare me, and he don't scare.
I try like the Dickens, but I can't even scare little chickens.
You know he don't know how to scare you. Back at home every day he's such a failure, 'cause he can't scare me and he don't scare you.
Things are really going to get scary now. You'd better watch it. But you know what I like. Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Stop it!
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta walk through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like, help.
Thank you.
Two mummy songs there. Hey, up next we have The Munsters. This is a good song. Frankenstein had a hot rod car. You know what hot rods look like, right?
Yeah.
What do they look like?
They're cars. They're cars. They're race cars.
Fancy old cars, yeah.
Yeah.
Frankenstein, apparently, according to this song, had a hot rod car. This song sounds a lot like Old MacDonald Had a Farm. And then we're going to go into Frankenstein's den. You like Frankenstein?
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of? Yeah, he's all right. What's your favorite monster?
Probably a mummy or something.
Yeah? Ollie, come here. What's your favorite monster?
A two-headed mummy.
Whoa, two-headed mummy. That sounds a little bit scary. The monster songs in this episode aren't really scary. They're kind of more funny. Like, those mummies sounded pretty funny to me. And then after Frankenstein's Den, we're going to hear Surfer Smash by John Boris Jones.
That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Maybe Frankenstein's trying to ride on a surfboard, but instead of riding on it, he smashes it and falls into the water, and then his bolts get rusty. He probably wouldn't like that.
Well, we'll hear that human surfers hang 10, right? That's when they put their toes on the edge of the surfboard. But a monster surfer can hang 12. Reminds me of that old joke. How does a monster count to 13? On his fingers.
Because he has 13 fingers.
Yeah. Stay tuned for more hilarious jokes and monster tunes on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Frankenstein had a hot rod car. Guitar, made that guitar rock. The strings were made of Wolfman's hair. It was shaped like a pine top box with a thump here and a thump there. Here, a thump there, everywhere. Frankenstein was a real old meanie, but the coolest creep in town. To the beach, he enjoyed himself while all the kids were hanging 10. He was hanging 12 with a monkey.
never, never seen again.
An elevator takes you down, it's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's practicing in there. Oxygen is thin in there. On the side, they call him Jekyll and a Hyde. Pull up a tombstone and sit down. Frankenstein will be around here. Then you will get your favorite dish, a chocolate covered octopus.
City where the monsters go. Egon and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two cools for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a mash.
We were a surfer smash. The graveyard six were quiet at home, riding the waves on. Decided to throw him in.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two ghouls for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a flash.
We were a surfer smash. The stingrays were on the run. Dracula was riding one. Oh, that Drac is such a clown. Did someone say that? Wolfman drowned.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got enough ghouls for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a flash.
We were a surfer smash. Igor, leave Jan and Dean alone. Go find a surfboard of your own.
Baby, her name was Dorothy, and I said, ooh la la la, ooh la la la, ooh la la la, oh yeah. What she does to me, I went down by the seashore with no one there to go. I heard of all the strange things that happened long ago, but I don't care about them, care about them, care about them, oh no. I'm in love with her. I had a date to meet her, a quarter to the moon. When I finally got there, I think I came too soon, because she's not around yet, not around yet, not around yet, oh no. I wonder what to do. Then suddenly, out of the sea, came a creature, my Dorothy. I tried to run away,
run away,
run away, no
nowhere to go. She moved in closer. I was too slow. What could I do? What could I say? I'm happy with my monster, and here is where I'll stay. Don't come too near my island. I mean just what I say, because you'll scare my monster, scare my monster, scare my monster. Oh no, don't frighten her away, don't frighten her away, don't frighten her away.
Welcome back. That song we just heard was called Dorothy, My Monster by the Companions, about a guy who falls in love with a monster.
That's silly.
You can't help who you fall in love with, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it is a creepy island sea monster. And before that, we had Surfer Smash, where we learned about all the monsters going on a surfing holiday.
That's weird. I didn't know monsters like surfing.
Yeah.
Well, probably not Frankenstein, because his bolts would get wet. His bolts would get all rusty.
Yeah, and Dracula can't go out in the sunshine, so I don't know how that would work.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to see the Invisible Man surfing, though.
Yeah. It'd just be a surfboard moving.
And then we started off that set with Frankenstein Had a Hot Rod Car. And while we were listening to that song, we checked out the car that the Munsters had in the TV show. And it is a pretty fancy-looking hot rod. If you're near a computer, maybe you should type in Munster's car. And the Addams Family version, not as cool, not as interesting. So the Munsters win on that count. Speaking of the Addams Family, though, up in our next set, we have a song by Lurch, who was the butler from the Addams Family. And he's kind of a Frankenstein sort of character. And he's going to teach us how to do a dance called the Lurch. But before that, we're going to hear everyone's favorite monster song.
The Purple People Eater.
Yeah, which was recorded by Sheb Woolley. And before that, maybe my favorite monster song, Mopity Mope, which was recorded a few different times. Do you remember how that one goes, Rowan?
Mopity Mope, Mopity Mope. I don't really know. I just remember the part that it's like Mopity Mope. Only that part.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's a bit of a tongue tangler. See if you can sing along to the Mopity Mope, Mopity Mope, Mope, Mope part. You kids at home, try it too. We'll be right back after this set of monster songs.
Mopity mo mo ni mo mo mo.
Everyone's got this place to dig. Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. I commenced to shaking and I said, ooh-wee. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat you 'cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? And he said, eating purple people and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
In a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts,
friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground and he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop, bop, a boop, a lap, a loom, bam, boom.
Bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater, pigeon toed undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts,
flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Really went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead, playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
Gives us an awesome idea of what to draw if you guys are listening to the radio and you like drawing while you listen to music. Now, this is our monster episode, Ollie, so can you think of a interesting monster picture that the kids could try drawing?
A guy with one eyeball and with two Moses and two shirts.
Two shirts. How many arms?
Five.
Okay. How many legs?
Four.
Okay. That sounds cool. Where is this monster man?
in the planet, Mars.
Ooh, that's a great idea. All right. So draw that monster man on the planet Mars. And then, if you like, you can email the picture to us at cuckoobananas@gmail.com. Or you could visit our Facebook page and tell us all about it. Now, I did promise our listeners some more cereal monsters, didn't I? And so up next, we have the Freaky's theme song from Freaky's cereal. That was a different kind of cereal. And the mascots were a bunch of monsters, and you'll get an introduction to all of them in this song. And then after that, we're going to hear the theme song to the TV show called Bigfoot and Wild Boy. And the theme song gives us a nice description of what this show's all about. And it was a Sid and Marty Croft show, so they made great shows like H.R. Puffin Stuff, Sigmund and the Sea Monsters, which we heard earlier, Lidsville, where everyone in the town is a different type of a hat. And this great show, well, I can't say if it's great or not, because I haven't actually seen Bigfoot and Wild Boy, but the theme song's pretty great. So enjoy it on the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour.
Oh, we are the Freakies, we are the Freakies, and this is our Freaky Stream. We never miss a meal, cause we love our cereal. This is the big boss, we call him Boss Moss.
Make sure you spell it right.
Snorkeled off, they call me so handsome and pretty.
He's little ham-host.
He's got a weird nose.
Do I really have to sing?
My name is Grumble.
I am Camumble.
You're standing on my foot.
Gargle is his name.
Small, this is my game. I know more than you do.
Says you.
And don't forget me. I'm goody goody. I always do what's right. For instance, I eat Freaky cereal because it's got a lot of vitamins and it's good for me.
You too can have crunchy Freaky cereal as part of your good breakfast. And there's a free Freaky in specially marked boxes.
Okay, here comes the big finish.
We are the Freaky.
Out of the great Northwest comes the legendary Bigfoot, who 8 years ago saved a young child lost in the vast wilderness and raised that child until he grew up to be Wild Boy.
You won't get
monster.
All right, Bigfoot and Wild Boy there, with a Freaky's theme song before that, and that last song we just heard, The Monster Shindig, by Danny Hutton, recorded for Hanna-Barbera Records in 1965, and maybe a response to the Monster Mash song, which came out in 1962. And after that song came out, there was a lot of other monster songs that came out because that was a huge hit. Everybody loved that song. So everybody else wanted to record a monster song too. Up next, we have The Goo Goo Muck. That's a great title for a song. Rowan, what do you think a Goo Goo Muck would look like?
A blob.
Okay.
With mud for eyes, and vines for hands.
Cool.
And the feet would be roots.
Ooh, we're getting a lot of good monster ideas on this episode today. In the song, it kind of sounds, he sounds like a bit of a werewolf. You're going to actually hear the Goo Goo Muck singing the song himself. He's a teenage tiger and a Goo Goo Muck. And then after that, we're going to hear that great song called The Blob. And there's a classic movie called The Blob about a blob.
Of course it's about a blob if it's called The Blob.
Yeah, it's a great name for the movie. And then, we got a great song after that about an ancient dinosaur. Some people consider dinosaurs to be monsters, so I threw this song in because this is a fantastic song called Incus the Ram Pharyncus. And we'll come back and talk about the Ram Pharyncus after this set of three monster tunes on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I turn into a teenage Goo Goo Muck. I cruise through the city and I roam the streets, looking for something that is nice to eat. You'd better duck when I show up, the Goo Goo Muck. I'm the night headhunter looking for a head. With the way out body underneath that head, I'll get you, baby, with a little luck. I'm a teenage tiger and a Goo Goo Muck. You better duck when I show up, the Goo Goo Muck. City is a jungle and I'm a beast. A teenage tiger looking for a feast. I want
want the most and still I'll take the least. I'm the Googoo Muck, tiger and a teenage beast. You'd better duck when I show up, the Googoo Muck. And bang, baby, like I've been telling you. I'm the goo 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 goo. Muck, 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 and bang.
Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob. Beware of the blob, it creeps and leaps and glides and slides across the floor, right through the door and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
I am Incus the Ram, for Incus the prehistoric old dove. Though in everybody's eyes I am tiny inside, I've got a big heart that's filled with love. For I am Incus the Ram, for Incus the prehistoric old dove. And in case you haven't heard, I'm a different kind of bird than the others that fly above. I can fly straight ahead or in a circle. I have to zigzag like a clown. I can't help it, that's the way I function. One wing goes up when the other goes down. I am Incus the Ram, for Incus the prehistoric old dove. Oh, I am Incus the Ram, for Incus the prehistoric old dove.
You know what this sound means. That's right, it's time for the Science Corner at the Cuckoo Clubhouse. Inspired by that last song, I thought I would pull out my book from the bookshelf called Strange Creatures from the Time of the Dinosaurs and read you a little bit more about the Ramphorhynchus. Now, Ramphorhynchus was a flying reptile about the size of a large hawk. His wings were thin and leathery, with claws on them for climbing. Ramphorhynchus could not take off from the ground, but he could launch himself from trees or cliffs. Feeding the birds would certainly be different if Ramphorhynchus had not died out. And that's accompanied by a great illustration of some leathery dinosaur birds eating popcorn out of a poor woman's paper bag at the park while she's trying to feed the pigeons. And she seems to be in a panic and trying to swat them with her red umbrella. Hopefully you can picture that. Now, speaking of weird stuff, up next we have the theme song from a television show called The Boy with Two Heads. Now, if you had pulled out the TV guide in England, 1974, and saw a TV show called The Boy with Two Heads, you would assume it would feature a boy with two heads. But nope. There is a boy, but he has a friend who's a shrunken head. That's why they called it The Boy with Two Heads. But this shrunken head can talk and can help solve mysteries. So Chico is the name of the shrunken head, as you will hear in this song, and he can also make rain. And this is maybe one of the catchiest TV theme songs of all time. Try and listen to this one and not have it stuck in your head for days after. And we're running out of time here, but we do have time to listen to a song called The Sea Cucumber Gang, and that's from a different TV show called Kure Kure Takura, a Japanese show that translates into Gimme Gimme Octopus. And if you've ever watched the show, you know that the Sea Cucumber Gang are a bunch of monsters who kind of look a bit like sea cucumbers, I guess. And they go around town kind of causing trouble and inspiring people to do naughty things. So we'll hear their theme song from the show. And that'll about do it for the monster episode of the Cuckoo Bananas Variety Hour. I thank you again for tuning in, and hope to see your ears again next week here on CFRU for another edition. Take care out there.
Chico, Chico, the rainmaker. Chico, Chico, the rainmaker. Chico, Chico, the rainmaker. Chico, Paco, Paco, wanna make the rain. Chico, I'm such a little fella. When I'm around, you better get your umbrella. As I start to sway,
olé, olé,
and my eyes go flash. The heavens open wide with a mighty crash.
Chico, Chico, the rainmaker. Chico, Chico, the rainmaker. Chico, Chico, the rainmaker. Chico, Paco, Paco, wanna make the rain.
どこでも仲良しとるよ地球のどこかで歌ってるくれくれたごらにヘラヘララ相棒ちょんぼにシクシククス好きなもんどにカッカッカアンヨンが逆立っていい感じ不思議な森の中 ヘラヘラシクシクカッカッカヘラヘラシクシクカッカッカどこへ行くのか仲良しとるよ星のどこかで歌ってるくれくれたこらにヘラヘララ相棒チョンボにシクシククふとちょデブラにカッカッカ ベソンが逆立ちような感じ不思議な不思議な森の中ヘラヘラシクシクカッカッカヘラヘラシクシクカッカッカ
何が何が何でも仲良しトリオ、月のどこかで歌ってる。くれくれタコラにヘラヘラララ、相棒チョンボにシクシクク、暴力ビラゴンにコッコッコ、お尻が逆立ちいい感じ。不思議な不思議な森の中、ヘラヘラシクシクカッカッカ、ヘラヘラシクシクカッカッカ、年がら年中仲良しトリオ、宇宙のどこかで歌ってる。くれくれタコラにヘラヘラララ、相棒チョンボにシクシクク、ふにゃふにゃトロロにカッカッ、土壌が逆立ち嫌な感じ。不思議な不思議な森の中、
look for more Monster Record adventures in specially marked boxes of Count Chocula, Frankenberry and Booberry cereals.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
The Mohawk Students Association Food Bank is a free service for students in emergency need of food. Twice each month, registered students can pick up a bag containing non-perishable food items, including breakfast foods, canned items, and pasta, as well as some personal hygiene items. Students must show a valid one card and complete a form to register. The form is available online at mohawkstudents.ca/foodbank. The food bank service is offered at the Mohawk Students Association office at the Fennel, IAHS, and Stony Creek campuses. For specific location details, visit mohawkstudents.ca/foodbank.
Sullivan's business was doing so well, he had no time to vacation or even recruit an assistant. Community Employment Services at Mohawk College helped by pre-screening candidates, developing training plans, monitoring on-the-job progress, and providing training incentives. Sullivan found a great assistant and more time to spend with the kids.
Call 905-575-2177 or visit Community Employment Services at Mohawk College, Fennel, and Stony Creek campuses. This Employment Ontario service is funded by the Ontario government.
Broadcast.